From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 14, 2011. I'm Alan Raflow with the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, this week on the Getting an Early Taste of Spring campus of Virginia Tech. We start with recent water news. A proposed uranium mining and milling operation in Pennsylvania County has been back in the news lately. On February 1st, the City of Virginia Beach released its study of the potential impacts on the city's drinking water supplies if the proposed mine were to be flooded. According to a news release from the city, the impacts to the drinking water supplies would be significant but not permanent after a worst-case storm. Meanwhile, on February 7th in Richmond, about 200 people attended a public comment meeting held by the National Research Council's committee studying the potential health and environmental impacts of the proposed uranium operation. The Richmond hearing was the fourth by the committee, with future ones to take place in Denver in March and Saskatoon, Canada in June. The committee's report is expected in December. For the mine to proceed, the Virginia General Assembly would have to overturn a moratorium on uranium mining in the Commonwealth. Next, from the Virginia General Assembly, Senate Bill 1190, sponsored by Senator Thomas Normant from Williamsburg, would expand the Virginia Right to Farm Act to include aquaculture. Some York County elected officials and residents are opposed to the bill, claiming that it would infringe on local land use prerogatives and allow processing facilities that could reduce nearby residential property values. After an amendment to apply the law only to piers from land already zoned for agriculture, the bill passed the Senate on February 8th and moved to the House of Delegates. Next, on February 7th, the U.S. Secretaries of Interior and of Energy identified four areas off the coasts of Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey that will receive quicker environmental reviews of proposed offshore wind energy projects. One of the four sites is a 165-square-mile area about 20 miles from Virginia Beach. The announcement also included a pledge by the Interior Department to spend $50 million in the next 5 years to facilitate development of offshore wind energy. The site designation is part of a federal initiative announced in November 2010 that seeks to reduce the time needed for siting, permitting, and constructing wind energy projects off the Atlantic coast. Here's a lightning-fast look at other recent stories. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation is using a National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant to work with Shenandoah Valley farmers to fence cattle out of streams in three valley watersheds. On February 1st, Governor Robert McDonald told coal industry executives that Virginia is considering whether or not to intervene in a lawsuit by West Virginia against U.S. EPA policies on depositing material from mountaintop mining into streams, a practice known as valley fills. Also on February 1st, the State Corporation Commission heard Northern Virginia Electric Cooperative's permit request for a proposed 50-megawatt, $175 million power plant in South Boston that would use waste wood for fuel. And one more General Assembly note, in order to reduce nutrient pollution to Virginia waters, both the House and Senate have passed bills that would prohibit sale in Virginia of lawn maintenance fertilizer containing phosphorus and of de-icing products using nitrogen-based urea. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week's selection provides a gentle reminder of the upcoming tax season, as this song was composed in honor of Virginia's non-game wildlife tax checkoff. Have a listen for about 40 seconds. You've been listening to part of Little Brown Bats Eating Mosquitoes, performed by Timothy Seaman on his 2004 CD, Virginia Wildlife, from Pine Wind Music. In addition to the tax deadline, spring also marks another ominous event, the return of mosquitoes. These insects breed in a wide variety of still water habitats. Their biting habit is annoying and spreads disease, but on the positive side, mosquitoes provide food for other aquatic insects, fish, birds, and, as reflected in the title of this song, bats. Contributions by Virginia taxpayers through the non-game wildlife tax checkoff help protect the habitats of many non-game animals, including little brown bats. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in Virginia government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between February 17th and 23rd. On February 17th at 1 p.m. at the Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, regional office in Glen Allen, is a meeting of the State Water Control Board's Technical Advisory Committee on the General Permit for Nitrogen and Phosphorus Discharges and for Nutrient Trading in the Chesapeake Bay Watershed. Also on February 17th at 7 p.m. at Louisa County Middle School in Mineral, the State Water Control Board holds a public hearing on a draft permit for surface water impacts in King William and Louisa counties from construction of a proposed new reactor at Dominion Power's North Anna Nuclear Power Station. On February 22nd at 9:30 a.m., the Marine Resources Commission meets in Newport News. Also on February 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Lancaster County Board of Supervisors meeting room, the State Water Control Board holds a public hearing on designating certain creeks in Lancaster County and Northumberland County as federal no-discharge zones. Now, here are two meetings about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. February 17th, 6:30 p.m. at the DEQ office in Virginia Beach, on the TMDL study for dissolved oxygen-impaired sections of the Northwest River watershed in Virginia Beach and Chesapeake. And February 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Northampton County Middle School in Machapongo, on the TMDL implementation plan for bacteria-impaired sections of the Kings Creek watershed in Northampton County. Finally, in educational and recreational events, on February 25th at James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia Clean Cities is holding a hydrogen seminar for Virginia decision makers. Participants will discuss hydrogen fuels research, use, and policy. And on February 26th at Fauquier County High School in Warrenton, the Rapidan chapter of Trout Unlimited is having its annual fishing show. The event is a fundraiser for the chapter's restoration and educational projects, including the popular Trout in the Classroom program. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were done by Patrick Fay. Emily Whitesell wrote this week's Water Sounds and Music segment. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information on the news, sounds, or events mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463. Or see the show notes on our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.